Good morning. Welcome to our congregational time of worship here at St. John's Christian Church. May the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ bless you with joy and with peace as we praise our Almighty God. Knowing that not everyone may have received the message sent out to the congregation by our One Call Now system, the consistory wanted me to share the following announcement with you all this morning. Please know that Pastor Ryan Volkman has resigned his position as the pastor of music and worship, and though he shares that working at St. John's has truly been a blessing for him and his family, he has accepted a new ministry call, teaching at St. John's Lutheran School in Defiance. His last day on staff at St. John's will be August 17th. Pastor Ryan further shared that we have appreciated all of your love, support, and encouragement throughout this last year. We wish Pastor Ryan and Stanka and Daniel and Philip the best as they go through this time of transition for their family. The consistory will be meeting on August 14th. That's the earliest we could get the majority of members to gather together, but we'll be on the 14th to discuss and make plans for this time of transition here at the church. So please keep them in and keep the family and the congregation in your prayers. The flowers on the altar mark the 40th wedding anniversary of Dave and Karen Walker, who were married 40 years ago on this date here in the sanctuary, and the flowers were given by their family. The annual book bag bash is this afternoon from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I know that there's all kinds of supplies ready to go. We just want some volunteers to greet and to help each of the families pick up their supplies. So anybody that wants to help can probably be here around 3:30 or 4:15, and away we go. You might have heard about the summer lunch program that was offered by NOCAC during the summer, and now for the last month or so, area churches are helping with that. And this week is St. John's turn. And when I signed up for it, I didn't know that Lynn and I were going to be gone 3 days this week. So Lynn and Jocelyn have been taking care of the menu. They've got all the food supplies. Lynn's going to take care of tomorrow and Friday, and Jocelyn's taking care of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Some of you fine folks have volunteered to help, but if you have nothing to do at 5 till noon, you can show up at the pavilion in Ruley Park closest to the pool. You can help serve. You can talk with the children, and some of their mothers have been coming to those meals, and if there's enough, you can have a free meal. So think about that this week. The gift gals are reminded that there will be meeting at the church around 4 p.m. on Thursday to carpool over to Bryan and have dinner at Jackie Blue's. And the senior saints, approximately 70 musicians, they were scheduled to be here a couple of years ago and that didn't work, but they're here on August 17th. They'll be doing a concert here in the sanctuary at 11, and everyone is invited and welcome to attend that. Anyone from St. John's that wants to stay for the lunch afterward, you're asked to sign up on the bulletin board so we can make sure we have enough food for everybody. Lynn and I are going to be out of town on vacation Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. One of you blessed us with free tickets to Sight and Sound somewhere in Pennsylvania. We're going to go see Moses, so we'll enjoy that, and we'll be back and ready to go to serve lunch on Friday. Let us worship God as we begin our service together.
Our opening scripture can be found on page 970 in your pew Bibles. It is Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21, taking place just after the death of John the Baptist. Verse 13. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Let us pray together. O Lord, we're so grateful for the scriptures that we can read, that we can know you better. We're thankful for what we learn about Jesus from this passage, that he has compassion on us, that he heals our need and meets our needs as is best for us individually. Lord, we see that he was thankful, and we too can be thankful for so much. We're thankful for this time that we have together. We're thankful for your spirit that has drawn us here. And we just pray that you might speak a word to us, that we might hear and know you a little bit better today as we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Thank you to our holy, holy, holy God who loves us so very much. Let us go where he wants us to go, stay where he wants us to stay, move when he wants us to move, and follow him. Please rise as you are able to sing Holy, 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 Jesus Reigns, followed by I Will Follow."
Thank you.
Following the ways of Christ our Savior, I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Any children who are here are welcome to come forward for a children's message together. So, running late today, I brought something with me. Whew. Toothbrush. What do I use a toothbrush for? Can I use a toothbrush to brush my hair? It is a brush. No, because it's a toothbrush, not a hairbrush. Can I use a toothbrush to paint a picture? Maybe. It wouldn't be that precise what it'd be. I think it would be kind of difficult. But it's not a paintbrush, it's a toothbrush. Could I use this toothbrush to scrub my shoes? I could. And then I could use it to brush my teeth? No. Because it's not a chew brush, it's a toothbrush. Today in the sermon and in the scripture, we're going to hear that God calls us to be, he uses a big word, sanctified, which means holy, which is another hard word. Holy means to be good and right and even perfect. But holy can also mean set apart, meaning like this toothbrush is not for brushing hair. It's not for painting the picture. It's not for cleaning my shoes. It's for? Yeah, I've set this apart. It's to be used as nothing else except brushing my teeth, right? Maybe someone would steal it and clean their shoes, and then I don't know, something like this. It's meant for brushing your teeth. Same way, God has created you, and then he sent Jesus to die for you, so you're all redeemed in Jesus. And then he sends his Holy Spirit to be in you, and he calls you to live a holy life. So it means to be good and have do good things for others, but it also means to be set apart, that you have a purpose. You're not to be someone who uses their life to be mean to others. You're not supposed to use your life to gain treasures for yourself. You're not supposed to use your life to try to rule over and be bossy over everyone, but to serve and love, love God, love people, follow him, tell others about Jesus. That was how you are called to be holy. You are set apart. You're a toothbrush, not a shoe brush, a paintbrush, a hairbrush, toothbrush. Right? You are called to be God's children. With that said, let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for making us and saving us and being with us. Help us to live holy lives that are set apart for you, that you would use us to share your love with one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.